guys about the depth situation. I mean, I lost two in 2 days.
It's a big issue. Losing Bruce Johnson was huge, and then losing Prince to the second on the second day, that's huge as well. Like I said, the team depth at corner is really important right now, especially how fast corners go down throughout the season. So losing those two guys is really big.
How much would it help to bring a veteran in, or you guys just want to stay with what you got here and hope somebody emerges?
I think that's for the front office. So as soon as whatever they decide to do, I'm pretty sure it's going to work for the team.
You were a guy who contributed as a rookie on a team that seemingly had decent cornerback depth. I mean, did you tell him that even before all this stuff happened, that you can still get in right away and contribute?
Yeah, I told him that he's going to be a big help to us. Going down the road, like I said, we get nicked up pretty often with all the press man that we do, running all day. We play a lot of nickel package, so we need a lot of depth at corner right now.
Do you guys even have enough bodies right now to run the drills the way you want to do? Is it something where it's just like not enough people?
Yeah, we do. We just lost two, and we have eight in right now. Okay. So guys jump right in. Michael Cole, he jumped right into the spot, and he's doing a great job.
Have you been told that your role might change or maybe expand because Prince is out?
No, my role hadn't really changed at all. At all.
how much can you relay the experience that you've had sitting out with an injury and how frustrating that has been, not being able to play? How much can you relay that a little bit to Prince, knowing, you know, dwelling on your experiences?
Yeah, I really hadn't had a chance to talk to him, but I can sit down and talk to him for 2 years worth of injuries. So I have a lot of wisdom behind injuries that I can share with him. So once he gets settled, go through his surgery and everything, I can sit down and talk to him.